count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett.
And today, Rutherford Issues contributor Carrie Boylan is back. And it's good to see Carrie back in town and has a very special guest on this segment of the program. Carrie, you look very young today.
Brian, thank you.
You're so very welcome.
Oh, that was so kind. And it is really, really, really good to be home. I love the borough. With that being said, I just want to give a fabulous shout out to my darling aunt, Enid, who will be tap dancing in a show in a couple of weeks. She is going to be tap dancing with her fellow tappers to 42nd Street, Cabaret, and Mac the Knife. And I say not bad for a woman who will be 80 soon. And I'm sorry, Enid, but we have to talk about Brother James and that nifty 50 birthday card he sent me. Thank you, darling. Probably the most wonderful gift you have given me in years. With that being said, I'd like to turn my attention to my friend Amelia Bozeman, who I would not have met if it wasn't for, and Brian, you'll be interested in this. When you first asked me, how did I get involved in Project Help? I told you I'd met Jennifer in a nail salon. I asked her what she did and her face lit up. And I said, well, I want to find out more about who you work for. Well, she passed my card along to Amelia Bozeman. And Amelia is from Stiletto Strategy, and she's here today to tell us about the autism event coming to the borough.
Well, and her face lights up too.
See?
It's contagious.
It is, very much so. So Amelia, take it away. Tell us more.
Hello, Carrie, and happy birthday once again.
Oh, thank you.
And as you mentioned, it has been my pleasure to be involved with Project Help for a number of years. They really do wonderful, wonderful things there. Today, I wanted to let you know about a new project. I'm really very, very excited to be working with LearningRx Murfreesboro to bring to families in our community all over Middle Tennessee, actually, the Knowledge is Power Autism Resources Mini Conference. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for families and educators and service providers to network and get together and see what things are out there for families who are living with autism.
So tell us a little bit more about The Biggest Loser and how come they're coming, and kind of get a little bit into that, because that's kind of unusual.
Well, I thought that too when I first heard about the prospects of them coming here. I thought, well, what could the synergy possibly be between this TV show and LearningRx? When a couple, Phil and Amy Parham, when they were on the Biggest Loser Families episode a couple of seasons back, they had expressed that they were really struggling with worrying over their child who has autism, and they felt that they were overeating to, I guess, compensate and just as a sort of stress release, and they felt like that was really a contributor to their weight struggles. And the owner of the LearningRx where they lived at the time contacted them and said, I really think I can help your son with what we do at LearningRx. And of course, they were, as parents, they were very much open to checking into it and seeing what was available for their son, Rhett. And they took their child to LearningRx, and they were so pleased with the results. They really felt like it was a life-changing opportunity for their child and for their family. And they have been so pleased that they are speaking on behalf of LearningRx in different cities across the country.
Well, also, what I'm also more curious about is, well, number one, where are they from? Where are the couple from? Where are they flying in from?
North Carolina.
So they're from North Carolina.
Yes.
And our folks in the borough, mm-hmm, decided to go ahead and pick up the phone and call and have enough confidence in their organization to convince them to come down, or at least to try the program. Is that how it originally started? They tried the program, or
The Learning Rx centers are individually owned, but they do have similar structure throughout. They're all based upon cognitive skills training, and it's basically the premise that we can retrain our brains. And at Learning Rx, they can help adults who want to learn to process things more quickly. If you or I went in and said, hey, I would love to learn to read through things a lot faster, and I would like to be able to retain things much better. Or students, anyone who wants to be able to just move through material at a much faster pace and have higher quality retention, Learning Rx can help someone do that. They also help students who are having challenges in school. It's not a tutoring situation. They are not tutoring in specific subjects. What they do is they, again, retrain the brain through different skills, and it very often looks like playing a game. It very often is playing a game, but the skills that are necessary for playing those games are very valuable in helping individuals process information. And Learning Rx Murfreesboro has had a number of just really fabulous success stories for families whose children were struggling in school, and after going to Learning Rx, things just completely have turned around for them.
Now, there are other centers out there, but as you said, like the Sylvan Learning Center, I don't have any children, so bear with me. It's my understanding that the Sylvan has a subjective coaching method, whereas this is more targeted for an overall issue. Like, for example, somebody cannot focus, and they're going to the Sylvan Learning Center wouldn't necessarily show them how to focus, but would Learning Rx would, correct?
Well, I cannot really speak for what any other center.
Well, neither might. Can I. I'm just making an assumption, and it's my opinion, and I'm allowed to say that. Brian says I can.
Of course. I cannot speak to what any other program or center might offer or not offer.
Right.
I can tell you that the focus on cognitive skills training is something that is valuable for people in all walks of life. As people get older, as we age, sometimes we lose some of our quickness. Sometimes we lose a little bit of sharpness, and cognitive skills training can help people who are getting a little bit older stay sharp and stay focused. And it's really great for athletes.
Right.
A lot of athletes go through the cognitive skills training. It not only helps them be sharper in terms of their education, but it also helps them in whatever sport they're playing, because it's that processing speed. It's the quality of their processing that is addressed with the skills training.
It's absolutely fascinating.
It really, really is.
Sign me up.
I am personally amazed at what they're able to do, definitely.
All I have to ask you is, how does one sign up? Because I'm sure I could improve on my cognitive skills in many areas, but that's a little joke. But seriously, Amelia, what's your role in all of this? What are you responsible for?
Well, I am the event coordinator for the Knowledge is Power Autism Resources.
And what's your
conference?
Yeah, and what's your responsibility? What are you doing to help promote it? Obviously, you're here with me today, and
right.
I thank you.
Which is such fun, by the way.
Thank you, dear.
I am helping Learning Rx coordinate the event, and I am working with local service providers who are going to be coming, in addition to our keynote speakers, mm-hmm. local service providers throughout Middle Tennessee are invited to come and basically have an opportunity to interact with families who were there attending the event and present themselves and their services and what they do. And families will have an opportunity to hear each service provider or nonprofit or support group talk for just a couple of minutes about what they can do and ways that they can interact with families who are living with autism. And after the conference, there will be opportunities for them to connect on a one-to-one basis as well. It's just really going to be a really wonderful opportunity. We have some great therapists in Middle Tennessee, and we have some wonderful support groups and service providers, and it's such a valuable asset just to be able to get everyone together in one place so that families can have access to all of these great people and all these great organizations
under one roof.
Right.
Yes.
And it's not a day-long event. We call it a mini conference because that's exactly what it is. It's going to be on Wednesday, January 25th.
Okay.
From 6 to 9 p.m. at Embassy Suites. And it's we wanted to schedule it this way so that people can come in after work or after school. That way we could include everyone who could possibly want to attend.
Talk about the cost for both the folks that might be educating families that are living with autism, plus is there an entrance fee? Why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, for service providers such as a therapist or a clinic, someone like that or a group like that, the registration fee is $150, and for a conference of this quality, that's such a value. A lot of conferences are very, very expensive. Some providers will be eligible for a discount if they register with us before November 21st.
Before November 21st.
Correct.
Now that's the week of Thanksgiving. What day of the week is that?
It's not today.
No, I was like going backwards in my head. I think it's like not Monday.
It's Monday. Monday of the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And nonprofit groups will be able to register for $75. We want to make this event accessible to everyone who might be an individual service provider or an individual therapist who is doing great work in the community. We don't want to make costs so high that they cannot attend and meet people just as someone on the scale of, say, a much larger facility. Now, to attend the event, there is absolutely no fee.
No charge.
There's absolutely no charge.
Wow.
For families who want to attend, which I think is really super.
I think that's incredible. How are you able to even manage that? I mean, in this day and age, one normally has to pay some sort of admission fee to a conference, at least in my experience anyway.
Well, what LearningRx really seeks to do is to connect families with the people and services that they might want or need most, and that is what the goal really is here. LearningRx really believes that knowledge is power, and that's the motivation for providing this for the community.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and give us those dates one more time and the deadline, and then we can maybe talk about some other things about the autistic conference because I have questions.
Okay. The Knowledge is Power Autism Resources mini conference presented by LearningRx Murfreesboro will be on Wednesday evening, January 25th at Embassy Suites. which is located at 1200 Conference Center Boulevard in Murfreesboro. And if you are here in the borough, it is very near the Avenue, which I frequent from time to time.
So do I. Not lately.
To register for the event as a guest, the easiest way to do it is to find us on Facebook, LearningRx Murfreesboro on Facebook. We have a link right there that people can follow to register and secure their seats. Seating is limited. I would advise people to register as soon as possible to guarantee their spots.
Okay.
Service providers need to absolutely register with us by November 28th. And if they want to get a little bit of an early bird discount, get to us by November 21st.
Okay. Say the Facebook and one more time.
The LearningRx Murfreesboro Facebook page is the easiest way to access our event site. You can just go right there. And there will be a link where you can register for this event. And we will also be featuring the names of our partners who are going to be coming on board and joining us with this, service providers in the community who are going to be participating. And so I would recommend checking our Facebook page very regularly, and we'll be updating that.
Well, I'll post it on my Facebook page, Amelia.
Wonderful.
Before we wrap up, and I know Brian's going to start like waving a firecracker at me any minute, I just have to give a fabulous acknowledgement to Amelia for coming in. She is one of my dearest friends, and she is the business owner of Stiletto Strategy, and there's a reason for that. She's wearing the most fabulous pair of shoes today. And with that, Brian, I'm going to hand it off to you because you'll cut me off here in a minute.
Very good. Well, I enjoyed the conversation today.
Thank you.
And if anyone missed that, you can head to WGNSradio.com, look in the Rutherford Issues podcast section, and you can download, listen to it whenever you want. We'll be right back to wrap things up here in just a second.